Welcome to the January 20th Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the fight for freedom is on. The battle lines have been drawn by this gun-hating administration, and Armed American Radio stands on the front lines with you. Part of being on the front lines is making your voice heard, and we need your help, and we need it today. The United States Concealed Carry Association has partnered up with the Salem Radio Network and all of the Salem Talk hosts to support the Second Amendment via a petition that will be hand-delivered to Congress in a couple of months, and we need your signature on that petition. Tens of thousands of you have joined us, but it's now time to step up. As I say on the air, if not you, who? And if not now, when? Please join us, won't you, by signing the petition to protect our Second Amendment freedoms by visiting supportsecondamendment.com. Today, add your name to the list. Together, we'll let Washington gun haters know who's boss. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please help us today. Enjoy the lineup. It was a great one. Susanna Hupp, Alan Corwin, The Roundtable. I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. We'll get the board running here, right? My fault?
Yeah.
I was getting all situated here, you know, trying to hit the little button.
Oh, man. You had me freaking out there for a few minutes.
I did it on purpose because of the last segment when you couldn't get me queued up. I wanted to go to the president at the beginning of the last hour. I understand he waited for us.
Yes, he did.
He did. Are we all set? Let's go to the president very quickly.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Well, what is something missing?
I know. But what I want to do is I want to open up this hour. This is the Alan Corwin experience.
Yes.
And it, by popular demand, Alan Corwin is a good friend of mine, and he's one of my top two favorite guests. Alan Corwin from Arizona, the great free state of Arizona. My friend, welcome back to Armed American Radio. How are you?
It is always great to be with you, Mark.
It's a pleasure to have you here, particularly now, Alan. You know, I had the opportunity to meet with you at the great shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show this past week. It's always great to see you, and as little time as we had together, being in your presence is just awe-inspiring.
Cut it out. Go back to the guy who promised in his last election campaign that he would cut the deficit in half. Go back to that guy.
You want to go back to Obama? What did you think of the clip I just played?
It's hard to listen to a guy who lies that boldly. It is. It's hard. He will not take your rifle away unless it's an AR-15, the finest made American rifle in history.
Yeah, he did say that. He said, I won't take your rifle. It's on TV. Everybody saw it.
Everybody saw it. It's the finest American rifle. Why would anybody want an AR-15? The finest made, most reliable, most accurate, standard issue, wonderful sport rifle, the perfect sport utility gun, just absolutely wonderfully designed, the classic American, what the police use, what the military use, what civilians use. Why would he take away this classic American gun?
Alan, why do we need an AR-15?
Well, ownership of property is not based on need in America. I'm surprised you would ask that, like a British subject.
Let me rephrase the question. Alan, why do we need an AR-15 here in America?
Well, Pierce, now, you're not an American citizen, are you? You're a British subject.
Oh, stop it. You're playing semantics.
You're a subject of the monarch. You're not a free citizen like we are. In fact, you guys tried to do this to us 230 years ago and thought it made sense for the ruler to decide what we could have or not. That's the communist model. We don't do that here. You don't need 10 pairs of shoes, but nobody's in a position to tell us what we need because here in America we're free to decide. So I'll leave that part of your question aside. And in fact, maybe tonight during the first part of our show, we'll talk about why the entire firearms debate is completely off track and the questions are totally distorted and the whole thing is taking place in abject darkness when they ask, why do you need to own property, as if they're in a position to decide that you don't need a refrigerator the size of a closet or a car that can go so fast, or you don't need this kind of equipment that is perfectly legal to own and is not a crime. But they want to make it a crime, and then they wonder why they meet resistance.
Why does Danny Glover need two 50,000-square-foot homes?
Oh, does he have two 50,000-square-foot homes?
Probably. I'm probably short on that number. It's probably two or three. I'm referring, you know, to, in totality, if you will, to Hollywood. Why do those Hollywood mansions need to be so big for our anti-gun stars?
Well, why do they need, and pardon me, all my golfer friends, but why do they need golf courses, which is such a water-intensive waste of good shooting ranges?
Oh, you're channeling my friend Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman now.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, isn't that great? No, it's true, though.
There's all these great shooting ranges that we so desperately need, and instead they water the places and hit around a little ball. I don't get that.
Well, you live in Arizona, particularly a free state, with a tremendous amount of desert land and an awful lot of areas to shoot.
We sure do.
And it is wonderful because I partake in that activity in Arizona, and I will be doing that again very soon on my trip out to your beautiful state. It's a second home to me. I love it.
Come on out where we have those billboards that say, welcome to Arizona.
Learn how to shoot. Isn't that beautiful? Now, can you see that in New York? And I want to talk with you a little bit about New York as well, Alan. This is very disturbing to me on a number of fronts. But let's go back to you and I sitting at a table in the press room together, that cable of press personnel and media.
Over 2,000 members of the media at the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Trade show. They called it a gun show. It's a trade show.
Yeah, it's a trade show. Thank you for making that clarification. I every interview I've done, and I did, oh my gosh, probably two dozen of them from the time I left until today's show. And I want to point that out, that it's not the largest gun show. It's not a gun show.
No, it's
a trade show.
It's not. It's like the Consumer Electronics Show. You can't buy an iPad at the CES show.
Right.
You can't buy a gun at a trade show. This is the industry doing business. I did an interview with Bloomberg News, and they wanted to know why business was up. It's like, open a textbook, darling. This is just classic economics. The government's interfering with the market. The market is responding. Demand is up because the government is talking about restrictions, so prices rise. I mean, this is Austrian school. This is Chicago School of Economics 101. Why do you even need to ask me? Oh, because you can't get in. Because you're the domestic enemy. Because you're going after our rights as if you're a self-righteous tyrant and you profess to know economics and you don't understand why the firearms market is responding to the anti-rights activities of our own government.
Isn't that interesting? Of our own government. Let's talk about a state government for a moment. While you and I were sitting at that table, New York politicians, tyrants, fascists in my book, were huddling behind closed doors, getting ready to make law in New York that would criminalize millions of law-abiding New York residents for doing nothing more than owning the firearms and the magazines that they've held for years.
Let's make it now, even more generic, for owning private property.
For owning private property, thank you. And in fact, I want to point out that that private property was already heavily restricted, and New York was a state with a 10-round magazine capacity, because we all know that we don't need 10 bullets to hunt.
Let's make it even more generic. They owned the only constitutionally protected private property. It's the only property that is named in the Constitution, unless you want to consider your private papers and effects,
right,
the Fourth Amendment. The arms in the Second Amendment are the only property that's actually named that's protected in the Constitution, and New York doesn't notice that. They didn't get the memo.
No, they didn't get the memo. In fact, they did notice it. Cuomo noticed it. That's why I said it was a fascist move. They know. They don't care.
Well,
this was a power grab. But, Alan, while you and I were sitting there, good people who work in firearms factories in Ilion, New York, and in Yonkers at the Kimber facility and so forth, Remington up there, went home to a radically altered environment.
Boy, did they.
Oh, you imagine that. I want you to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. These individuals took off to go to a trade show and 2 weeks later come home literally shell-shocked. Now, I flew back with a couple of the guys that sat on the flight with me, and you could see it in their face. It's very disturbing to me that this can happen in America and that it can happen behind closed doors, that you have industries, Alan, that provide hundreds of millions of dollars to the community, do great community work, create jobs, and taxpayers that pay, if you will, New York listeners, some of the highest in the nation, now find themselves in a very terrible predicament. Now, Alan, we've got 30 seconds. So what I'll do is set this question up for you when we come back from the break. I want to just let you roll with it. How do we, as consumers, handle what happened in New York as buyers of the products of some of these companies based in New York? How do we handle this moving forward now that this is now law in New York? It's not being discussed. It's been signed. How do we, as consumers, handle it? Yeah, well, that's a great point.
Arizona.
We just got his response. I wanted him to elaborate on that. When we come back, I'll ask him again and get a little bit more detailed response, Alan. But you're right about that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. More with Alan Corwin when we come back here on the Alan Corwin Experience.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt, offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts. The Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network, being brought to you in part by the Gun Owners of America. The compromise is over, ladies and gentlemen. There is no more compromise. We're done. We're done. There is no more compromise. We've got 20,000 laws on the books. We're not going to allow them to put any more on the books. They need to start enforcing the laws that are already on the books. And that's where we go forward from here. We're done. We're finished with that. It's time to move forward from where we are. The battle lines have been drawn. Live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, we're bringing Armed American Radio to you across the country, continuing to grow at a feverish pace. Price, Utah, you are now on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Terre Haute, Indiana, you're coming soon. We'll give you that information in a couple of weeks. Thanks to all of you who make it possible and to all of our great sponsors, one of which, PennyGunAuction.com, right now is auctioning off an AR-15, something that you might have been looking for recently. Make sure you head over to PennyGunAuction.com right now, live, and check out the AR-15 auction going on right now. You can also use the promo code WIN in caps, pick up 20 free bids, and get involved, and you might get lucky and win that AR-15 for pennies on the dollar. Alan Corwin, welcome back. I love this. The Alan Corwin experience, we call the show when you're on, because it is an experience.
Well, thank you, Mark. And you couldn't have given me a better lead-in with your 20,000 laws comment. I had the idea today to do video segments on some of these key elements. Mark, the whole gun debate is taking place in a make-believe echo chamber, and the 20,000 gun law comment is a perfect example. There is no 20,000 gun law fact, reality, statistic, nothing. It is made up. I've looked for it. There's no source for that statistic. There's no person who created it who will stand up and be recognized. It is nonsense. It's made up. And let me tell you what this does to us. You got a few minutes for me to rant about this?
Yeah, this is the Alan Corwin experience. Have at it. Beat me up.
Here it comes. I counted federal gun laws when I published Gun Laws of America. There's 271 at the time I did it. 94,000 words. What does that tell you? It tells you nothing. I did the same for some of the states. The numbers of laws are in the hundreds, and there's 50 states. You can do the math. It doesn't matter. 20,000 laws, 200 laws, it doesn't matter. And here's why. Everything criminal about guns is already illegal, has been for 100 years. It's already illegal. So you hold up a liquor store with a gun, we can take the gun away. You hold up a liquor store without a gun, there's less punishment than with a gun. And everybody agrees with this. The NRA agrees. The Bradys agree. The courts agree. You agree. Everybody listening agrees. You hold up a liquor store with a gun, we can take the gun away. This is good. We support these gun laws. 20,000 gun laws, a made-up statistic. Everybody uses it. It's not real, and it doesn't matter. What matters is that everything criminal about guns is already illegal. Now, here's what that means. Every new gun law they're introducing addresses something that is not criminal. Think about that. You look at Obama's 23 points of darkness. I did correct that typo in his statement. Every single one of those things outlaws something that is legal. So he's infringing, not regulating, changing, modifying, restricting. He is infringing on rights you have. He is outlawing things you can legally do. So of course the public objects. Of course he meets resistance. He is not criminalizing things that are bad. We have done that. That's what the 20,000 means, but there are no 20,000. That's make-believe. That's invented. That's phony. Everything criminal is illegal, so everything they're introducing outlaws something legal. You can own this box with a spring that holds ammunition. It's legal for you to have. Nobody is harmed by your having it. There's no crime. There is no victim. You own it. It is property. Government's central role is to protect your rights. You have a right to own this thing. When government attacks your rights and tells you you can no longer own this thing, government is doing the exact opposite of what government is supposed to do. And there's a word for that. That's tyranny.
They are attacking
your rights. They are acting tyrannically instead of defending your rights, which is their purpose for existing. And the president, who should be standing up to defend your rights, is standing up to take your rights away, and that's why he's meeting so much resistance. You look at every one of these proposals, and you see if they are attacking crime, they are attacking innocent people, and that's the problem.
That's been the problem when we talk about gun control being a failure. Let me give you a little, the 20,000 number that we use, and you're absolutely correct. It's become what we would refer to, ladies and gentlemen, as a factoid. In fact, the factoid of 20,000 appears the earliest reference in a study by Harvard and Johns Hopkins University found the earliest in the congressional record use of that figure was in 1965 by Representative John Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, who, by the way, is still in office.
Yes.
All right, we want to make that point to you. But that's the earliest in the congressional record. And you're correct about that. I don't think anybody – that's just a number that's a factoid that people use to represent how many gun laws that there are being given state, city, county, local ordinances, the patchworks, and so forth, that those of us in the gun rights community are trying to fix through grassroots organizations across the country. So you're absolutely correct about that, but there is an interesting stat about that. So
that's where he got it, but nobody counted them up.
I publish
these things.
Right.
My company is the only one. Gunlaws.com is the only place where you can actually get copies of these statutes described in plain English. And when we went out and did this, none of this existed. Now, maybe somebody went into a county in Iowa and did that count, but we've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah, we can't find that exact number, which is why we'll leave it as a factoid. But moving on from that, because we're short on time, and I want to get further into the discussion with you. We were talking before the break, Alan, about New York.
Right.
And what these individuals came back to and how difficult this is going to be. And I want to get your opinion on this from gunlaws.com. And that is, how do we as consumers handle a very bad situation in New York through no fault of Remington's, based in North Carolina with that plant up in Ilion, New York, and Kimber, for example, in Yonkers, Bushmaster. Rifles are manufactured in New York. How do we as consumers handle this now? Because I'm not inclined to give any money to anyone when it's going to go to the state of New York, yet I'm not in a call for a boycott of Remington or Kimber. How do we as consumers handle that now?
Well, I don't think it makes sense, and I don't think you can say don't buy a Colt. And Colt is such a classic brand, I don't think that's going to happen. But I am on the horns of that dilemma, and I have taken steps exactly that way.
Okay.
We're
well,
to print a book, and we're not going to print it in an anti-gun state.
All right. Well,
giving us the best price.
Good. Thank you very much. I want to expand on that again. It's important because I'm not calling for a boycott of those companies, but it is something that needs to be discussed. I'm Mark Walters with Alan Corwin. This is Armed American Radio. You're listening to the Alan Corwin Experience. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
I love that guy. That guy is John Young, Emmy Award winning. Right. Now back to the show.
I just wish I had the voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, he's got it going on. There's a reason he won Emmys. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, as I mentioned in the first hour and I will mention again now throughout the broadcast, has teamed up with Salem Radio Network to bring you the Second Amendment petition that will be delivered in person in Washington, D.C. You know, the health care petition they did, I believe, showed up in an ambulance. They delivered it on a gurney and everything.
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah. So this will be fun when this petition gets delivered to the congressmen and women in Washington, D.C., and I'll give you the date later in the month, maybe next month, as we get closer. But so far, over 300 of you have signed that petition since we've been on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to supportsecondamendment.com. Do it now. Help us get over 46,000 during the broadcast today. That would be outstanding. It's real simple. Head over to supportsecondamendment.com. I'm looking at the page right now. Sign the petition. All you need to do is put your first name, last name, your email address, and your state so we know where you're at, and click sign the petition. The U.S. Concealed Carry, United States Concealed Carry Association and Salem Radio Network will then take your names to Washington and hand deliver them to the boneheads in Congress.
And this is a way to let your voice be heard.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's very simple. It doesn't cost anything. Please head over to supportsecondamendment.com. It takes a second. And if you're listening to us now on the Internet, as many, many thousands of you are, head over there and sign that petition. Let's see if we can get it over 46,000 while we're on the air today. That would be a huge success. More. Let's try 50,000, but we'll settle for the 46 right now. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show, my friend.
I'm here, buddy.
Alan, what do we do? I want to make it very clear that I'm not calling for a boycott of these companies based in New York through no fault of your own. These are good people. In fact, that plant up in Remington employs about 1,000 people. And I'm hoping that management makes a decision. This is just where we are today. In the face of a tyrannical state government that basically slapped them in the head and said, we don't like you, you're demonized, we don't want your business here, you're not welcome, we don't like your product, we're blaming you for the actions of psychopaths. I'm hoping that the management of these companies take bold, decisive action and leave and do it quickly. Is that possible?
It's not only possible, we're working to help them. I think they're going to flee, and I think they have a reason to flee. And I don't think I discussed this with you when we were sitting at that table for those precious brief minutes we had together in Las Vegas in the press room there. And the press room is such a joy. People coming and going, everybody working the business of freedom. The state of Arizona is actively seeking firearms industry to move to the state. Through the Train Me Arizona program, we put together a directory of the firearms industry in Arizona. We were able to estimate its size at just over $1 billion, $1.083 billion in firearms industry here in Arizona. And based on that, the governor's office sent two representatives to the SHOT Show to attract business and industry to the state. Well, who are the prime candidates? People in New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland, the states that hate guns and are moving to outlaw your civil rights in the Northeast, basically, but elsewhere as well, and let them set up in the gun-friendliest state in the Union, Arizona. And we had two crackerjack representatives from our state out there, and we'll be advertising and running campaigns to bring that business to a gun-friendly place where they are welcome instead of where they are hated. How's that for a start?
I think it's a great start, and I would love that, and I would like to get involved in the campaign to do that. I had a conversation with a couple of the folks from Remington, and I said, have you guys had an opportunity to even think about this yet? And he said, we're shell-shocked. We haven't had an opportunity to even formulate a thought about what happened from the time we left here, from the hours that we left our home to come here until we get home. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
When we're off air, can you give me some names, and I'll put you in touch with the representatives from the state? Maybe you can trade them some ideas and put them in touch with some people?
Absolutely, we'll do so. I'm hoping that management takes a bold, swift, and makes decisive decision quickly to move these. Because the battle lines, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This is not imagined. This fight is on. We didn't ask for it. We simply want nothing more than to be left alone. Peaceable gun owners want to be left alone. Millions upon millions. Alan, I asked you and kind of took you to task a little bit in those precious few moments in the press room when I said, you know, where did you come up with the week before you mentioned 60 million households when the number, again, and again, it's kind of pie in the sky, kind of like the 20,000 that's become the factoid that gets bantered around. But we say 350 million estimated guns in America in the hands of 100 plus million gun owners. And on this show here a week before, you mentioned that there were 60 plus million households. Can you give us that statistic again?
I can, and this plays into the what do we do in terms of a not a boycott, but economic activity. My next book uses that statistic. It's called Your First Gun, Should You Buy One and Join 60 Million Safely Armed American Homes? And this is aimed at people who don't have a gun yet or people who have guns and have relatives who don't get it and they're thinking about it, and this sort of walks you through it. Well, a Notre Dame Law Review article looks at that and has statistics, and the estimates range from 25 million homes to 72 million homes that have guns. And the total number of homes in America, households in America, is about 115 million. That's the latest statistic. You can Google it. So at 72 million, it's well over half. And at 60 million, it's just under half. And these statistics are a little hard to come up with since gun ownership is private. Well, we selected a number based on a number of studies that represents just under half of all American homes. But it's a crapshoot. It's very hard to tell for sure. So let the Pierce Morgans of the world complain that it's not 60 million American homes that are safely armed. Fine. 50 million, 25 million, that's the lowest estimate I could find. Pick your number. Tens of millions of American homes are safely armed. 60 million seems about the right number to me. 100 million armed Americans seems low to me, since there are 140 million NICS background checks since 1998 alone.
Yeah, that's a great point.
In the last 14 years, we had 140 million background checks. So how can you say there's only 100 million guns out there in people's hands? Now, every NICS background check does not equal a sale.
That's true.
Some of the checks, people don't buy a gun. Some of the checks, people buy more than one. Some of the checks are used for other purposes, like CCW permits. The FBI does those background checks for some states. So every check at NICS does not yield a gun sale. But 140 million checks in 14 years. We've been buying guns for 230 years. Well, Brown Besses and other guns maybe don't count. So we don't have real hard figures, but we know that tens of millions of guns do. Let me get to the point about what do we do in terms of economics. This new book, Your First Gun, aimed at people who are skittish, don't know, or want to buy a gun and are asking you, Mr. Listener, Mrs. Listener, right now, should I buy a gun? This addresses those social questions. And the printers I've gone to, one is in Illinois and one is in Maryland, and I am very hard-pressed to put a book on press in Illinois right now, even though they are significantly less in price than the other printers I use. And one of them is called McNaughton and Gun in Michigan, a good gun-friendly state. And with a name like McNaughton and Gun, I'm kind of hard-pressed to go there, even if it costs me more money, because my company will survive a slightly higher price. And to print in Illinois, I just can't put that on page two.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you to hold that thought right there. That was perfect timing. When we come back, more with Alan Corwin. And I also want to go over some of the current events here and a couple of the headlines. A warning to gun grabbers and collectivist media: by calling for gun control, you are unleashing your own worst nightmare. When we come back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit Carr Arms at KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters. Ow!
Or something like that.
Oh, come on now.
Welcome back to the show. That's Joan Jett. Doesn't she do something like ow?
Something like, yeah.
I want to direct your attention here. This is. Have you ever heard of naturalnews.com?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and give these guys a plug. I'll tell you why. This Mike Adams is the health ranger. He's the editor of naturalnews.com. He's got some great writings. I picked up a column as I went, a warning to gun grabbers and collectivist media. By calling for gun control, you are unleashing your own worst nightmare. Now, this is about 9 pages printed, and I obviously won't go into reading that all of this here. But I want to read you a part of it, and I quote from this by Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Support for the Second Amendment remains strong and resilient across real America, while the gun-grabbing, lying, collectivist media is trying to create the illusion that Americans don't like guns. The truth is that America was founded on the right to keep and bear arms, and Americans innately understand that throughout history, liberty must be defended by force. This defense of liberty depends entirely on the people owning, possessing, and using firearms. Americans fully realize that disarmament is the path to enslavement and tyranny. That's why they rushed out to buy millions of guns and over a billion rounds of ammunition. And no amount of distorted media lies, Obama fake crying on TV, or even 1,000 more government-staged mass shootings will convince people to turn over their guns to the most distrusted organization on the planet, the government. And he's got a column up right now, Why Collectivism is Doomed, and the Next Great Crisis Will Massively Shift America Toward Conservatism. Check out this column and read this stuff. It's pretty well reasoned out. And, of course, he goes on to talk about it, and I'll welcome Alan Corwin back right now. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Of course.
This is like listening to you, and I found this fascinating. That's why I wanted to bring this up with you on the show, because Mike Adams goes on to talk about how the political divide in this country is, and I quote, largely a division of city folks versus country folks. And he says, city people tend to be socialist-minded. Their motto is conform, obey, be part of the collective. Country people tend to be libertarian-minded. Their motto is survive, work hard, stand out as an individual. City people are afraid of nonconformity. They're afraid of tractors, guns, farm animals, and anything else they don't understand. Country people are said to be afraid of being told what to do by a bunch of city people who have no clue where their food comes from, where water comes from, what growing seasons are, or how to survive in the real world. And he goes on and on and on, and it's quite fascinating. Alan?
Yeah, that's kind of true, but 85% of the public right now lives in cities, maybe closer to 90. And when you get out into the country, it's true. I drove through Kansas when I gave a talk at the Kansas State Rifle Association not too long ago, and there are signs out in the country about nature and God and fresh air that make you realize the country folk are different. But most of the people in the city understand what you're talking about. We had this National Gun Appreciation Day, and I don't know how many people got together in the wheat fields of Kansas, but in the downtown collectivist, socialized, call it what you will, capital of Phoenix, Arizona, we had thousands of people
right,
armed to the teeth at the Capitol. And you ready for this?
Nice.
No uniform police because the demonstration was so peaceful.
Nice. Isn't that amazing? You mean there were no shootings in Phoenix?
We didn't have any of those really angry, wicked, aggressive pacifists there.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, we were going to touch on the guns across America in the next hour in the roundtable, but since you brought it up, the same thing occurred in Atlanta, the same thing occurred in Richmond, the same thing occurred in Lexington and Dallas,
yep,
and the same thing occurred in Denver and great cities across
so
the country.
You don't need tractors and animals and that good spirit that we have out in the countryside, which we have, but we have it in the cities as well. And the people got together. We were all armed. In fact, the newspaper here, I carry a pitchfork because it's symbolic. The reporter said I had a pitchfork and a rifle. I didn't have a rifle. I had a .45. The guy couldn't tell, I guess.
No, he didn't know. That's the same guy that calls it an assault clip.
Right, a belt-fed pitchfork.
A belt-fed pitchfork.
But it makes a point. You know, the farmers are out. I guess I was with the farmers on this one. The farmers are out in the roads with pitchforks and torches because the government itself is attacking our rights. This is just fundamentally wrong. And we get it. We do get it. And the louder the other side screams, the more airtime we get to say, wait a minute, this is just wrong.
It is wrong, Alan. And people understand how to trust their gut instinct. I wrote a very popular column about that entitled Trust Your Gut. Ladies and gentlemen, you know when something is wrong. You can feel it. You can sense it. Now, you might not know exactly what it is, or you might not be able to put your finger directly on it, but you can feel it. And when you can feel it, you need to learn to act to trust your gut. That's how you become successful in business. There's a little secret tip for you. Alan, the writer of that column was referring, and I know you would love to get in there, but a lot of people, I think, when he's talking about the country, he's talking about middle America. He's talking about the city of Omaha being country. When he's referring to the city, the large urban enclaves, he goes down to list some of the larger cities in the country, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, and so forth. And, you know, in the overall scheme of things, he's correct because he backs that up with the red-blue map that we are all very familiar with, where you see blue along the fringes and in the main cities, and up in the Northeast and upper Midwest, and you see most of the red throughout the center, or what we refer to, as many people refer to, as flyover country. But a lot of truth to that, and a lot of fun to read. And now, Alan, you and I had a very provocative discussion about crime, and I want to go there with you right now in the last 4 minutes or 3 minutes we have remaining. Let's talk about your little map and where crime occurs in the cities across this country, and if we could wipe it out, what would happen? Because it's pretty safe, isn't it?
Well, they keep talking about how violent America is, but I'll ask all your listeners right now, did you see any violence today? Did you see any violence yesterday? Are we really living in a violent society? You eat breakfast, you have lunch, you have dinner, you watch TV, you go to work the next day. You don't see any violence. You see violence on TV. I get that from my audiences when I speak a lot. We don't live in a violent society. There is violence. It happens in one place. It happens in a place with a word you're not supposed to use, the ghetto. You have violence in the ghetto. You have black people killing black people because of social policies and government policies that have failed people over and over.
Yep.
We had violence with one community in the United States, the blacks, when they were disarmed for slavery and when they were disarmed as part of discrimination. We had the same with Indians when they were disarmed, the Native Americans. When they were disarmed, we had violence. When people are armed, we don't have violence. We're very heavily armed. We're bristling with arms. You pull out illegal immigration and the war on some drugs, and we're safer than Sweden.
Yep.
We have
that's a great point. And I want you to go to the mayor of Philadelphia, McNutter.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Well, the mayor of Philadelphia has said this on TV, on CNN. He knows black kids are shooting black kids on Monday, and on Friday, the victims are shooting the shooters on the next day. Did I get the Monday, Friday right? They shoot each other. He knows it. 70% of the crime in his city is black kids shooting each other.
Okay, Alan, you're absolutely right. We're going to talk about that in the roundtable. I'm glad we brought that up now. It's a great segue when we bring David Kodria and the Mad Ogre in. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Corwin will be back in the roundtable, at least for the first half hour. This is the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show, Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, your host. When we come back, the roundtable, the funnest hour in radio. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that empty-handed caveman. More when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in you. Tell it to me by the camera now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.
Walmart.
We go, the horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
To the wise and gifted smell, over the river and through the...
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie...
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.